There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
All right, welcome back. We are starting this hour with our in-pocket plays that we have today. We have a bunch of guests coming up in the following hour, we're talking about the Major League Baseball trade deadline, including a couple of guests from New York, Mike Puma, New York Post on the Mets, Randy Miller on the Yankees. And so we'll get our in-pocket plays here to start this hour. I'm going to tread lightly today, but as a reminder, we are the best handicappers in the history of this network. We have the trophy, baby. We won the contest.
There you go. It's been ugly here for the Marlins. Ugly.
But wow. So here's what's going to happen. Here's why I'm treading lightly. It's 6 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, right? The Reds could trade 4 guys today. And in fact, I expect them to trade probably at least 2. But plus 120 against Garrett, a guy they just clubbed upside the head last week. The Reds have been mildly hot, and the Marlins stink. So I'll make a small bet on the Reds at plus 120 this morning, and that's going to be my in-pocket play today for baseball.
Yep, all right. Lost 11 of 15, scored 3 or fewer runs in 11 of those games. Oh. My God. All right, there we go. Watford plus 130, and Watford Sheffield United under 2.5. 1-0 Watford yesterday in the championship league. There we
bang,
go.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Pending. Jets over 5.5 wins, minus 150. Colts to win the division, minus 110. Colts over 9.5 wins. Old Miss over 7.5 wins. I like Drew Butler when he was in studio, made the case for Old Miss, and they should get off to a hot start based on their schedule. And get a little nuts here, Troy to win the Sun Belt at 14 to 1. I think Louisiana takes a step back.
Ooh. After, did anybody pick Troy in the guide?
No. I don't think. I didn't see that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. I think with losing Napier and the fact that Troy lost all their close games last year, yeah, let's get nuts. They could do it. And then we could hedge in the championship game. You do that. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. There we go. Giddy up. Some good stuff here in Major League Baseball. As far as, you mentioned you have the Yankees, the prop to have the most wins. They have 70. Dodgers, 69. Astros, 67. Adjusted win totals.
Okay.
Yankees, 103.5.
Ah, they were recently 106.5.
Uh-huh. Dodgers are up to 104. Houston, 102. Mets, 98.
Ooh.
Yep.
I think they were recently 95.5, 96, something like that. But they're blazing hot right now.
Mm-hmm. And figure to win the next two.
God, that's going to be a good sweat. I have the Yankees again at plus 180. And they had, I have to go back and look when I made the bet. They had a huge lead over everybody. But it's baseball, right? And I anticipated the Dodgers to get hot. And when I bet Yankees plus 180 to have the most wins, the Dodgers were minus money, but they were minus money for the entire year up to that point.
Yeah. Cleveland plus 165 to make the playoffs. They're a game back. And the other thing, we'll do this tomorrow. There's a good prop that William Hill put up. Who's going to get the third wild card?
Yeah.
The final wild card in both leagues.
That's, you got to sit down and really
yes,
handicap that bad
boy. You do, because as you say, you know what? That actually, could it be a Minnesota? Could it be a team that they don't win the division? And they focus. I'm ready. That schedule for the Rays is tough. I'm ready to say the Rays aren't going to make it. Toronto, yes.
Toronto's in. Yankees
Seattle,
in.
Seattle, yes.
Yeah, yes.
This is, the schedule's so easy for Seattle that I don't think, and Seattle is now minus 265. They were plus 550 to make it before the winning streak started. They're, yes, minus 260 to make the playoffs. The White Sox are still $1.35, yes, at 500. Mm. The Brewers are $6. The Cardinals are $1.40. The Phillies are $1.90.
This is to be the third wild card
team?
No.
This is just make the playoffs.
Okay.
I'll do that tomorrow. That requires a deeper dive.
Okay.
With the final wild
card. What do you make of the Red Sox right now? It's 6-1.
No.
Again,
not,
traded
no.
Vasquez, but they traded for Tommy Pham last night. I think most people anticipate JD Martinez going bye-bye today.
No.
I can't see it either.
No. That's why I think you could come into play with, is it the team that doesn't win the Central? Is it a Cleveland, one of those three teams? Whoever finishes in second, could they sneak in there and get that final wild card?
I will tell you, and I made a bet on the Blue Jays at 14-1. It's the same number you can find right now to win the World Series before the season started. I've been disappointed for, I don't know, like 3 months with this team. Well, suddenly they're playing like their best baseball of the entire season. I'm telling you, Paulie, if this team would somehow pull off a move today for not Juan Soto, forget that for a second. If they would pull off a trade for Carlos Rodon, to me, the Blue Jays are absolutely live in any series with the Astros, with the Yankees, any team in the American League. That team can win the American League pennant. And I have my fingers crossed because of that bet. I hope they pull off a deal today for Rodon. I don't know if they will. There were some rumblings, some smoke out there yesterday. Blue Jays could be involved. Who knows? I would say go make that happen because you can win the whole thing with him.
Are we up to $50 million now? What Mattress Mac would win at the sports books if the Astros win the World Series? How much furniture? How many mattresses does this guy sell? I mean, another promotion to get, you know, double the price or get whatever the new promotion is if they win the World Series?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I know Houston's, what, a top five market in this country. At some point, aren't people going to say, I don't need any more furniture?
Right?
The whole city's got furniture.
Advantage play, right?
Right.
Gotta furnish the play. The other thing with the schedules, against Chicago has 19, White Sox, 19 left against Detroit and Kansas City. Didn't work out last night. The Phillies have 16 left against Atlanta and the Mets. And St. Louis, this is why, if the Cardinals don't make the playoffs, the Phillies still have 16 remaining against Atlanta and the Mets. St. Louis has 25 left against the Cubs, Reds, and Pirates.
Ugh.
And the other thing, too, Bob Nightingale's right with his tweet. We know it's seven teams for six spots in the National League with the Whites, with the Giants giving up, and the fact that they're playing. You're right. They are. It's between how bad they're playing and the, just the surrender. If they give up Rodon and Peterson, you got seven teams vying for the six postseason spots. So there it is. There with the with well done too. And then Fangraphs also has their updated playoff numbers as well, which some of these percentages are astronomical what they are. But this, you know, you can make the Dodgers 100%.
Yeah, some teams are 100% to make the playoffs.
Right. With those,
Let me throw some global numbers at you here. Juan Soto's next team. I don't think I've seen this recently at a legal sports book. If it's up, I apologize. It could be somewhere. I may have missed it. So Soto's next team, Padres 2-1. Cardinals plus 250. Dodgers plus 325. The Rangers are 5-1.
Really?
Yeah. There was a really good story on the Athletic yesterday saying the market could be much bigger than you actually think. And that's why what Jensen Lewis told us earlier, an hour and a half ago, whatever it was when he was on, he said if they wait beyond today, they can open it up to 29 teams, not just like three teams.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is you want to make that push and get up for the postseason.
I know. Mets 7-1.
Right, yeah. Mets are 7. I thought they could do that. That's what I thought initially when the report came out, it'd be the Mets. Then there was something you would take the Corbin contract and tie in that, and that you would do something there. I thought it could happen, but no. I would do it if I'm the Padres. I'd say, what do you want? Let's go. And apparently, based on the reports late last night, it's like they're just adding pieces. Okay, you want this? Okay, or go ahead. And it come a bidding war, and go for it if you're the Padres. A couple things. Now you're going to get Tatis back, but also Machado's had a rough go of it since he got hurt in Colorado with that running to first base. So go for it if you're the Padres. Number one, you can win the World Series. Number two, keep them away from the Dodgers.
This is from Barry Svalga. I probably butchered the last name. Washington Post tweeted this out a minute ago. As the trade deadline approaches, there's a growing sense that the Padres are the most likely landing spot for Juan Soto, and in a twist, perhaps Josh Bell too. Multiple people have heard there's momentum in those talks.
Be a hell of a haul.
Oh, I'd say.
You improve your... I never trusted Rodgers. Never liked him in that role. Blew a ton of games. And I know he had a rough July. But you get Hader and you could get Soto? My God. Got to do it.
Well, and Josh Bell on top of that? Maybe now?
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun run here. We're doing this all day on the network with the trade deadline. And then you got to be excited for tomorrow. Humans coming in studio to do the fast food rankings, the brand new updated fast food rankings with a new number one. I was talking to our boy Fitz about this. He's right. Now, I know it's just with the chicken, the menu only. How Chick-fil-A just changed the business and their historic, unprecedented drive-through. I mean, you can't, how many places you drive through and just give up with you see six, seven, you don't even bat an eye if it's Chick-fil-A.
No.
That is 15 people in line. Who cares? They run you through so fast in what they do. And that's what McDonald's got to clean it up and do a better
job. The double lane?
Oh, my God. Chick-fil-A is so good. How efficient that drive-thru is. You could say that this would be number one, just the incredible food, the sandwich, and then how good the menu, the drive-thru is. In and out, no problem.
But they were number one last year.
Yeah. Well, I know he's got concerns about that because it's just chicken for the most part.
It's damn good, though.
Yes. And the breakfast. Oh, their breakfast dunks on McDonald's.
And you've never had
ridiculous.
The burrito. The burrito right, is the highlight.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I was blown away by how strong their breakfast is too.
All right, up next, Mets with Mike Puma, New York Post. Are they content as Jacob DeGrom returns tonight, or is a move on the way today? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Ice cold beer, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better, 21 and over only. DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. Let's get into it. Back-to-back New York guests. Mike Puma joins us now, New York Post beat writer for the Mets at New York Post Mets on Twitter. Covered the Mets for the Post since 2007. Are they going to be good here and just saying, well, we're going to have the top acquisition at the deadline? We get one of the best pitcher in baseball coming back in DeGrom?
Well, that's quite a trade deadline acquisition to get a guy back who hasn't pitched in almost 13 months here, Jacob DeGrom. So you could look at it that way, but I still think they're poking around here. I think they want another right-handed bat and some bullpen help. But Jacob DeGrom certainly the big story coming back today.
What do you think the chances are that they could land J.D. Martinez, and what other bats would they be looking at in addition to Martinez, or is it just J.D.?
No, I think they're looking at some other bats. You know, I think Wilson Contreras is another guy that could make sense for them as a catcher DH type. But, you know, J.D. Martinez is certainly the marquee name, an established bat, a guy who's done it in the postseason. So, there could be a deal to be made there with Boston. I think they're talking to the Cubs about Contreras and maybe David Robertson, who would give them some bullpen help. So there's a couple of right-handed bats they like there.
Do you think some of these moves will get done today?
You know, I'd be surprised if 6 o'clock Eastern came around and the Mets hadn't done anything. You know, they've made a couple of smaller moves here. Picking up Vogelbach to give him a left-handed bat in the last week and a half, and Tyler Naquin from Cincinnati, another left-handed bat But they made a kind of a bigger move. And no, I'd be surprised if they didn't do anything here.
How about some? You know, you have the best, one of the best closers in baseball with Diaz. He had a hell of a year. How about some bullpen help? Is that on the horizon?
Yeah, and specifically, you know, lefty bullpen. Now, I think a lot of teams are looking for lefty bullpen, but you know, Andrew Chafin from the Tigers is a name that might make sense. Right now the Mets really don't have a guy to fill that role. You know, they had Aaron Loop last year who had such a great year, and then he left to sign with the Angels. So, I think that's something that they're looking at. And one of the things they like about David Robertson, too, is his reverse splits. He's really good against lefties.
How surprised are you with this season that they've been able to do this and on pace to win 100 games and they haven't had DeGrom?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, that last part. They haven't had DeGrom and they're on pace to surpass 100 wins here. And they were without Max Scherzer for almost 7
weeks.
He was on the injured list. So the way the starting rotation was able to stay together and keep this team afloat with the two aces down is really the big story here. Guys like Taijuan Walker, Carlos Carrasco, Chris Bassett really stepping up.
How much credit do you give Showalter for all this?
I give him a lot of credit. He's kind of the glue that's brought it all together here. Experienced manager, has been through so many of these pennant races before, but he's brought credibility to the organization. He walks into that clubhouse and guys believe him when he tells them something. So Showalter, he's been a big part of it.
Well, you mentioned it too. This is scary with Scherzer being hurt. You haven't had DeGrom, and then in first place in the big 5-game series against Atlanta coming up later in the week. But Lindor's been hot. Alonso's had an MVP type year. Is this the biggest threat to the Dodgers as you see it in the National League?
Yeah, I think right now, you're talking about the National League. You're talking about the Mets and Dodgers now. You know, the Dodgers have the better record. The Mets went out there to L.A. in June, split 4 games out of Dodger Stadium. The two teams will play later in August back in New York. But, I think that's the class of the National League right there, Mets and Dodgers.
We're doing our fast food rankings tomorrow. How many times have you had Shake Shack at Citi Field?
The one at Citi Field, I've only had a few times. I don't go out there much because it's kind of far out in center field from the press box. I probably haven't been out there in a few years. But, I like Shake Shack in general, but the one at Citi Field, I haven't been to too much.
What'd you give it?
What was the question?
What grade do you give Shake Shack?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it probably an 8.
Okay. Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd go higher, but that's.
I'd probably give In-N-Out 9.5.
Really? Okay.
Oh, I love In-N-Out. Yeah. We don't have that on the East Coast, but when I'm out in Vegas or out in San Diego or L.A., I'm at In-N-Out.
Okay. And what do you think? Do you think a deal happens with Soto today?
I'd say 50-50. It sounds like it's down to a few teams, maybe Dodgers, Cardinals, Padres. I'd be surprised if he got traded within the division. You know, I know the Mets had some interest early in him, but it sounded like the Nationals weren't too eager to trade him within the NL East where he could torment them for years to come. So, the closer we get to the deadline, I'm thinking he's not going to get moved today. They may wait till the offseason. We'll see that, Nationals might get blown away here by one of these teams.
Okay. I know you're busy. Thanks for coming on, Mike. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Mike Puma, New York Post Mets beat writer at NewYorkPost_Mets. And thanks Contreras. Looking at Contreras, J.D. Martinez, some bullpen help as the Mets. The other thing, Showalter deserves a ton of credit, and also Cohen, the owner,
100%.
They're coming in and turning this thing around. And now even Mets fans didn't believe this year going in. I mean, I thought this team could win the division and have a big year, but I certainly didn't expect this. And then to do this with all the injuries is nuts, what's happened. I mean, he just talked about it. They haven't had DeGrom, but then Scherzer was hurt too. McGill's been hurt. Peterson was okay when he was in there. The year Carrasco's having, Walker, Lindor's had an awesome season, Alonso, Marte's an underrated player. And I'll tell you, it was getting chippy on Twitter between Yankees and Mets fans too with the Subway Series.
Oh,
which I mean,
well,
you can't even have a conversation with Subway. Oh, 27. Yeah, I got you won 27 titles, and you threw the back end of your rotation. But still, it was a hell of a job by the Mets to win those two games.
So what would you, as a guy who's been high on the Mets the entire year, what move would you like to see them make? I don't think Mark.
Can I get both guys? I can't get JD and Contreras? Can I do that?
Maybe, but if you could only do one.
I think they need catcher help.
I don't think JD Martinez is necessary.
Yeah.
Another bat never hurts anybody, obviously. I get that. But I also think the Mets are kind of good enough to win the entire thing right now.
Oh, they are, no question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with them not doing anything.
Oh, absolutely. I think
so. That was my first question about you have the biggest acquisition at the deadline, assuming Soto doesn't get traded. You get the best pitcher in baseball coming back.
So I would actually say
if I win the division, and I should, then I get the bye, and then, okay, here comes DeGrom and Scherzer in the first two games. Good luck.
I would say from now until the end of the season, if DeGrom stays healthy, he is a bigger addition than Juan Soto. I would take a starting pitcher like him over a guy you can plug in any lineup. Although Soto is amazing, I get that. I would give me that starting pitcher in the postseason over a guy like Soto. If DeGrom comes back and he can stay healthy and he doesn't miss a beat.
Could I go, maybe I could a little back end help in the bullpen too.
That's what I
getting
would.
The ball
that's
to Diaz
exactly what I was
lefty.
Thinking.
Yeah. We mentioned there at the end.
Yep.
Because Diaz has been nails. I could do that too. A strong seventh, eighth inning guy as well.
The National League playoffs could be just epic.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because as good as I think the Mets are, I think the Braves are also awesome. We know how good the Dodgers are. If the Padres somehow pull this off and make a move for Soto today, or if the Cardinals do, it's going to be pretty good. And as always, I think the baseball playoffs are as wide open as any sport.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if imagine if the Cardinals get Soto, throw him into that mix, but what that could be like in the first round, what it would have. I mean, could you have, that'd be the three, could the Padres play the Braves in the first round? Could that, yeah, that'd be the matchup,
I think,
right?
That could happen, yeah.
How crazy would that be?
Yeah.
You look at about 90 win teams, at least, how it would work out.
Okay, so we'll go from one New York team in Major League Baseball, the Mets, to the other. With the Pinstripers coming up next, Randy Miller covers the Yankees. We'll ask him if they are better, in his opinion, than the Astros right now, or do they make another move, or moves, plural, today before the trade deadline. We'll ask him that coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue our coverage of the trade deadline today in Major League Baseball. Randy Miller is kind enough to take a few minutes and join us this morning. He covers the Yankees for NJ.com. Randy, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. So the Yankees have made some nice moves so far. The latest, of course, last night by getting a couple of players from the A's, including Frankie Montas. So their rotation appears to be pretty set at this point. Do you think they make a run for somebody like Carlos Rodon today, maybe somebody else, or do you think the team is done?
I think they're done. They addressed all their needs. They start last Thursday to get Benintendi. That rids them of Joey Gallo, who will probably be gone today, DFA, if they can't trade him. They wanted to strengthen their bullpen to make up for the losses of Michael King, Chad Green, potential continued struggles with Chapman and Loizaga were both trending upward right now. They addressed that by getting Lou Trevino, who they think will they'll get the good Lou Trevino, not the guy that's pitching to a 6 ERA this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Elfris, that trade with the Cubs is really the one that surprised me, because you don't usually see a team that's trading at the deadline that's selling off guys to trade a rookie. And they gave up a really good right-handed pitching prospect in Hayden Wesniewski for him. But Aaron Boone said last night that they were looking at this guy back in April. And there's a guy that didn't have any track record. So that tells me that this was probably an analytics type thing. Like when the Yankees identified Luke Voit, they think Voit took a few years ago, their analytics guy was responsible for that. And I think this is probably a thing where they're looking at this guy's sinker and think he's going to fit in nicely at Yankee Stadium.
So let's say they don't do anything and they're done with moves. Can this team right now, currently constructed, beat Houston?
That's the one team they have to get over that hump. I think they're better on paper than Houston. I think Houston's in their head. They knocked them out in 17. They knocked them out in 19. They just beat them the season series this year. I think it was 5-2. But most of these players weren't around for a lot of that. They're sick of hearing about Houston. They're very hungry. I think this team, as constructed, can beat Houston. When you look at the issues in the past seasons, they were not a good fielding team. They're much better this okay. year. They were a bad base running team in the past. Much better this year. Their bullpen's deeper. Their rotation's deeper. And now with Montas, you have Cole and Montas, two big horses. And you throw in Nestor Cortez, who's having a great year. Now I think you have the pitching to match up with Houston. But the Astros are better than people think. They're still very dangerous, and that will be probably a seven-game war in the ALCS. That'll be a lot of fun, and it could go either way. I think this is the year the Yankees will beat them.
I would love to see them get Rodon, but how real is that with the talk of the pressure and ending the drought as haven't won a World Series since 2009? How much does that play back there?
I think that Brian Cashman's feeling it. I think that Hal Steinbrenner feels it. It's something that the fans never shut up about. But I don't think the players feel it. I think the players, they weren't around since 2009. I think someone like Judge, who's clearly the team leader, he takes playoff losses as hard as anyone I've ever seen. I've been covering baseball since 1996. I think they just they feel that they need to get over the hump. They feel that the Astros robbed them unfairly a couple times. And I think they look at this team and say, this is our best shot. We've had a lot of good teams, and I believe in their mind that they know that this team is more complete than any past Yankee teams. And let's face it, what happened in the last 20 years, it really doesn't matter. Aaron Judge, where was he 20 years ago? He was mm-hmm. around the last five. They've had good runs. But this team, it's a different team. That last year's team had Gleyber Torres butchering balls at shortstop for three-fourths of the season. The catching situation with Gary Sanchez, he's 10 years into his career, and he's turning his glove the wrong way, and pitchers were afraid to throw sliders. It's a lot different with Trevino back there and Higashioka as the backup. It's a completely different team. They're much more complete, and I think this is to me, they're the favorites to win it all this year.
Can you tell us what it would mean for Judge to break the team record set by Roger Maris all those years ago by hitting 61 home runs? And do you think Judge will actually get to 62 this year?
I've asked Judge about this numerous times. He's been asked about it a lot more, and he will not talk about personal achievements at all. What do I think it means to him? I think it will mean a lot. I think deep inside he cares, but as much as anyone I've ever seen, he cares more about team success. He hits three homers and it doesn't matter to him. It's did the team win? Will he get there? If he stays healthy, he has a great shot of getting there. I was around in 17 when he had the 52 homers as a rookie, and he's a much more complete hitter right now. If you look, I think as of 2 days ago, he was up to 300. He might've dropped a little bit. Since maybe high 290s now, but he's a much more complete hitter, and the lineup is deeper. So you have LeMahieu ahead of him, who's all of a sudden back being DJ LeMayo again. I think he's up to 290 after a slow start and a bad season last year. And when you get Stanton back, and I think Stanton will be back, and you have Rizzo back, and Rizzo's not hitting for high average, but at Yankee Stadium, he's just as much a threat to go deep as Judge. So when you look at that lineup, there's a lot of protection around Judge that is going to allow him to continue to get home runs. So will he get 60? Stanton ended up with 59 a few years ago, his last year with Miami. He told me he didn't really think about it until the last couple games, and it got to him a little bit. I could see that happening with Judge, too. There's not going to be a lot to play for the final week of the season unless they're battling Houston for home field. I think there's a pretty good shot he gets it. And to me, it would be nice to see someone get to 60 that is not accused of cheating. And in my eyes, Roger Maris is still the true home run king. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I knew Barry Bonds from my younger days as a writer. I respect him a lot, but I don't look at that as the real record because he helped. Same thing with Warren Sosa. So it's been since 1961, in my eyes, since someone has hit 60 home runs legit.
You have an MVP vote, and how many people think like you do that Maris has the record?
I'm getting a vote this year. I don't know what vote I'll get. We don't find out yet. I have these debates with a lot of younger writers and older writers, and I would say that I'm in a minority. I'm a very tough Hall of Fame voter. As much as I respect Bonds and think he was a Hall of Famer, whether he cheated or not, he did not get my vote in any of the 10 years. I didn't vote for McGuire. I didn't vote for Sosa. I don't vote for A-Rod. To me, the Hall of Fame should be for the Tom Seavers in the world. And because veterans communities water it down by putting in the likes of Harold Baines, I'm not going to change my standards.
Okay. So set aside the Hall of Fame. How about the MVP discussion, though? I mean, if you think, and I agree with you, if you think Maris has the record and Judge hits 62, 63 home runs, I mean, you have to give him the MVP.
I don't think there's anybody close to the MVP race right now. I mean, what Ohtani does every year is amazing. But Judge is the best player in the league. He's on the best team. They have the best record. He's not just a home run hitter. He's a close to a 300 hitter who is playing gold glove caliber right field and center field. He's flip-flopping back and forth. Two or three days ago, he jumped over the fence. I guess it was last Saturday, jumped over the fence to take back a homer. Here's a guy that his whole career he was saying, I'm a center fielder. I played center field at Fresno State, and they moved him to center. They finally give him a shot there, and he's better than Aaron Hicks out there. He's mm-hmm. their best center fielder. He plays amazing defense. He's worthy of a gold glove. He covers a lot of ground. He's not a one-dimensional player. This is not Dave Kingman.
Yeah, well said. Randy, we have like 30 seconds here. Do people who you talk to who also cover the sport feel the same way about that with the MVP?
That hasn't come up much yet.
Okay.
We hear the MVP chants at Yankee Stadium every night. People that I talk to think it's a foregone conclusion that this is Judge's MVP here.
Okay, fair enough. You can follow Randy on Twitter. He is at Randy J. Miller, and you can read him at NJ.com. Very busy day today, Randy. Thanks so much for carving out some time for us. We appreciate that.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
Excellent.
Yeah, be good.
Excellent appearance. A lot of opinions. Very good. I brought that up Monday. See, that place, maybe $350, $4 is too low. That's one guy on the record. How many other people think if he hits 62, 63?
Right.
That's because only five guys have hit 60, and everything's tainted with the other guys other than Maris.
Maybe we have Randy on in a month from now. He said the chatter's not there quite yet with other people who cover the sport.
Yes. Well, we got a lot of time, but
it will
be. Right.
Eventually.
Well, he's on pace for 67, so.
But maybe in a month, he's minus 2,000.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think they beat Houston, though. They're a good team. But remember, they shut that offense down in every single game, the Astros starters.
Chris Bennett sets the NFL numbers here at Circa Sports. Why did he move the Browns numbers the way he did yesterday?
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, let's get right into this now. Chris Bennett is going to join the show. We're going to close up shop. He is in charge of setting all the Major League Baseball numbers and the NFL numbers here at Circa Sports. Chris, thanks for the time today. I want to start with this because it's coming down now fast and furious in Major League Baseball here on the trade deadline day. John Morosi said this moments ago. He's very confident Juan Soto is going to get traded today. And then Jim Bowden is tweeting out the potential deal it could be. If the Padres and Nationals actually agree on a deal here, the prospects that the Padres would give up, and then Soto, and then Josh Bell also in return. How are you going to adjust the future market here at Circus Sports, or have you already? Tell us about the moves that you've made.
So I did see this news that Soto is likely to be traded this morning. And the Padres make perfect sense based on how aggressive they have been the last couple of years in trying to build their team. And they're right there in the wild card spot for the National League. So, you know, if they get someone of Juan Soto's caliber, then they've got a really good shot of winning the World Series. They do have some pretty good pitching to begin with, but the lineup has some holes. The other team that I've heard rumored for Juan Soto is the Cardinals. And kind of a similar position. They could still win their division, but no real shot at getting the bye. So those teams are in kind of similar situations there and seem to be motivated to acquire him. And since I'm going golfing today and will not be in front of a computer right up until the deadline for MLB trades, I'm just going to be a little conservative and have the team lower basically any team that I thought might make a meaningful trade yet today, with Juan Soto, I think, being the most likely person to get moved, but also knowing there might be some other really impactful guys that we're not hearing about that could get traded. And then after it all shakes out, I will, you know, make adjustments to every team and get things back in line with the kind of pricing we want to offer on the World Series.
Yeah, curious what you'd do if the Dodgers swooped in last moment like they did last year to get Max Scherzer from underneath the Padres, if they did the same thing this year with Soto.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Nope.
If Soto ended up with the Dodgers. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with the Dodgers doing anything and everything to acquire another superstar. Yes, they're in really good position right now. I mean, they're almost certainly going to win the division, have a bye, and have a great chance to win the World Series. And we already had them as the lowest odds to win it, but I'm lowering them even more, and we'll see what happens today. And they might go back to where they were or even higher. But yeah, for the last couple of weeks, we had them at plus 330 to win the World Series, knocking that down to 3-1 for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, depending on what they do, might be higher or lower than that later on tonight.
Okay, so we could talk to you for an hour today easy, but you're golfing and it's the last segment of the show and you're busy. And it's also, you know, a big time right now in the NFL. And I want to ask you about how you adjusted the numbers and why you did what you did yesterday after the Deshaun Watson suspension news came down where he was going to get 6 games. Almost every other book that I noticed anyway, Chris, they lowered the Browns' odds because I think they were expecting Watson to get more than 6 games. You went the other way from what I noticed. For example, to win the AFC North, you had plus 330 the other night. You went to plus 350. And then to make the playoffs, I noticed plus 185 pre-Watson news. After the news, you went to plus 210. Why did you go the other way with the Browns' numbers?
Good question, Mitch. Let me first start out by saying that when it is summertime, and I'm spending like so much time trying to manage the baseball, my NFL is just not great. So I'm not completely dialed in to everything that's going on, you know, with teams off season and feeling like I have a good handle on every team and how they compare to the rest of the league. And so a lot of it is, okay, I'm just trying to be really conservative with how I'm booking and not get piled on too much in any one direction on any team. And so, you know, I had taken all of the Browns markets and Deshaun Watson awards markets down early yesterday morning. And then after we got the news of what the suspension was going to be, you know, I went down the list of things to get these markets back up. And I was looking at the week 1 game and nobody was betting Browns -1. It's like, okay, well, we know for sure that he's out. We were taking some money on Panthers money line at a small plus price. And I was like, we haven't seen anyone with a real opinion bet the Browns yet. So I'll go Panthers -1. Like, if you bet the Browns +1, I got to pretty much win the game if you want to win your bet still. So I'm comfortable taking a bet there. And then it all kind of flowed from that where I, you know, put that point spread in for my season wins projection, made adjustments to the first 6 games that we know Watson's going to be out for. The number actually came out to 8.9. So when we closed this down, we were at 8.5 -110 on the season wins. And I was looking at it and we took a bet over 8.5 +110 previously. So go back like whatever it was, 3 weeks, a month ago, we were at 8.5 under -130 over +110. And I was like, I still feel like there's not much positive sentiment around the Browns. I'm just going to go back to where we were before, even though my number on the team said 8.9.
Okay.
I had 8.5 under -130. And, along with that, hadn't really seen a sizable bet on the Browns to make the playoffs. We had taken some money on them not to make the playoffs. I was just thinking to myself, I'll go a little further out than we were at. And clearly, people think that was the wrong move. And, like, I own up to that. Like, I don't know. My opinion, it's not great. So we've seen money come in on the Browns season wins over and on them to make the playoffs. Some of that is not from people betting an opinion. You know, they're betting against a different number being offered at some competitors. So I recognize that as well. But yeah, it looks like my adjustments that I made yesterday morning could have been better. But we got a long way to go before the season starts, and there's still a possibility he'll be suspended for more than six games here. I'm not predicting that. We reopened the Super Bowl and conference odds the same as what they were, 40 to 1 for Super Bowl and like 20 to 1 for AFC, and so far have not seen any meaningful action on those markets.
Okay, very good. Great explanation. Totally fair. And we appreciate the transparency on that, obviously. Are you a good golfer? Where are you going to go today?
I'm not a good golfer at all. I've been like a guy who goes out and shoots 100 for pretty much my whole adult life. Going to play Las Vegas National with someone who's a whole lot better than me. But we're getting to the time of year where it's going to be hard to take any days or any time off at all with NFL exhibition season starting. So even though we've got the baseball trade deadline today and still things are shaking out from the Deshaun Watson suspension, I'm going to go and enjoy the afternoon doing that.
So when you're on the course today, are you going to be refreshing your phone the entire time waiting for trades to come down?
I'll definitely have my phone in my pocket and be checking for information on trades. And I know the team is going to be sending messages to the various chats we have. So I should get that information pretty quickly.
Very cool. Good luck today on the course. And you can follow Chris on Twitter at BetChris. We appreciate the time today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, be good.
Thank you.
By the way, VSiN has continuing Major League Baseball trade deadline coverage throughout the day. And with all the betting implications, you can follow VSiN's live blog hosted by MLB analyst Adam Burke with insights and betting impacts of the 2022 trade deadline at VSiN.com/MLB.
It could be a monster day. Last week, Jim Bowden thinks Soto gets dealt. Morosi just tweeted he thinks the deal gets done. And Heyman said it's hot and heavy now with the Padres and Nats that this could happen. All right.
Okay, so this is a good reminder, by the way. Heyman just tweeted this a second ago. Padres look like they are in front right now for Soto and Bell at the moment. But as I said to Chris, but a word of caution, they appeared to be in the lead for Scherzer a year ago.
Yeah.
Before the Dodgers swooped in and landed both Scherzer and Turner.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I think when we, do I have this right? When we left the airwaves last year, the Padres were, like, it was like going to be the Padres.
It was, yeah, done deal.
And then,
almost.
Yeah, almost a done deal.
Formality.
We got off the air later on in the day. Oh, look at this. Scherzer's going to go to the Dodgers.
Yep. Good fun. Excellent. I'll tell you, this MVP, come on now. That guy was a great guest.
Oh, Randy Miller?
Judge MVP now? If he gets to 60, foregone conclusion, he said.
Yeah. Well, again, how many other voters feel like him?
Yes, right. That's age plays a role. But I said age. That's right. You got to look at the age.
Were they considered merits and still have the record?
Yeah.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.